Okay, the Peches Amud Aleph, we're up to the two dots. We're discussing in the Mishnah that if regarding a woman, if the husband and the father shechted her, which one does she go after? We also discussed regarding a Yosim that happened to have two apotrufos and two overseers, and they both made a pesach for him, and which one does he end up with? So the Mishnah says, whichever one he desires, that's the one he ends up with. Says the Gemara, Yosim sheshachtu olav apotrufos and shamet mina. It seems to me the same question we had before, Yesh Breda. Seems to me, again, we say Yesh Breda. Ask the child later which is the one that you wanted to be with, and that's the one it is. So it means later on, it verified what happened before. How can that be? Now, we asked the same question before regarding a woman. And by woman, we answered that B'shash Chita, she chooses, we ask her B'shash Chita. Yet over here, we don't answer the same answer. Because over there, at least, there's a little bit of a chiddush involved, that even though she answers B'shash Chita, whatever she answers, generally speaking, you would think that a wife would be more with a husband, let's say, than with her father, or the other way around. So therefore, if she chooses differently, chiddush will be relied. Over here, by the child, makes no difference. So therefore, you can't. If the Mishnah is talking about you ask B'shash Chita, which opportunity you want to be with, then what's the chiddush? Then obviously it will work. So what's pshat? Amar abzeida sella boyis mekom makom. We learn from the pasuk. It says in the pasuk sella boyis that when you come to make the carbon pesach, it's a sella boyis. So therefore we say sella base of a sella boyis. So we say it means regardless. What do we mean regardless? Big machleik is here. Rashi and Teisa Halam Shal Rashi. Yeah, but let's see what's the answer. Rashi. There's two different pasuk. Rashi sella boyis. Ish balabayis ikechenu l'chol b'nei beisei v'ein tzara daiton. So Rashi's mechadish, of course a child has to be nominated on the korban as well. The chiddush is that a child under bar mitzvah you don't need his consent. The father owns the child, so the father nominates him by himself. And apotrufus is also takes the place of the father, so he's a hemshech. So there is tzala bayis is mehatoid according to Rashi, and the child is included. Teis is learned just the opposite. Teis is learned that tzala bayis is lav deraisa, which means that the child is not nominated and is not part of the carbon at all. But because of the child, we don't care. We don't care. And therefore, the child can be with the carbon. I then taste as a question, you're not allowed to give a child something to eat, which is asr. So his answer is the mitzvah of chinuch overrides that. Mitzvah chinuch rabban overrides that. The famous Rambam that the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, and then brings an answer to Mari Kurkus, and that is, the Rambam says that a child is potter from a Korban Pesach, but if he brings a Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, he's potter from bringing up Pesach and Pesach Sheni. So the Reb Chaim, everyone, there's a sicha, and they're trying to explain the Rambam. If the child is potter, then how can you do it when you're potter to be Yitzah? However, if you learn like Rashi, if the Rambam learns like Rashi, then it's all right, because Rashi holds that a child, Mahatayda, can be nominated, except you don't need his opinion. The father nominates him. So Mahatayda, he's shaykh to the carbon. That's why you're potter Pesach Sheni. It's only in Shittas Tesis that holds that he's not Mahatayda Yitzah at all. There's no nomination for the child at all. But we don't care. So then how is he Yetzir with that carbon that you should be part of the Sheni?
According to the Mandama that he's part of the Rishon, who's going to make him Chayiv in the Sheni?
What do you mean? If
unless he grows, comes of age.
Totally, he comes of age. Cotton Sheni is Gadl. And the Minchas Chinuch's famous question, if I remember correctly, Minchas Chinuch asks, what happens if you were a cotton by the day and you became by mitzvah that night of the 15th? Exactly. So what happens then if you learn and you make a total machlekes Rashi and Tosfos? Do you are you yetzir the carbon? You chayv ma'atayda in the carbon or not chayv ma'atayda in the carbon? How do we understand if you learn like Tosfos that you were not nominated at all? What shaykh is there the carbon? But if you learn like Rashi, you were nominated. Okay, let's continue. Let's get more of it. We learned a person can bring and shecht on behalf of his young children, and you don't need their consent. And you can also do it on behalf of your knani who has a din like a woman without their consent. You own them completely. You don't need their consent. You cannot do it on behalf of your older children without their consent. Even nor can you do any Jewish Ivri without his consent. And nor to your wife, only with their consent. Rashi, Aide Bishvil. Aide doesn't mean through, but it usually means through. Here it means for them. Whether they're not aware of it, the Amri Loi, they say no, because you have the mitzvah of chinuch, they cannot stop you. They have no breda. Why? The smuchin olav, they're relying on you. Aval shivchasa he ivrim. Now, Rashi asks an interesting question. What do you mean, Eved v'shivcha ivri? Alachayda, an omer ivriya has to be under bas mitzvah. Yeah, exactly, under ketana. It's a chayda, she's a ketana. We just said that you can force them. And yet you tell me here that because he's an Eved or an omer, you can't. How's that work? Avabi, the lemish gachas lo, ele b'ketana, the yoytze b'simana, at the age of 12, she's free. The point is, since all of lechancha, he does not have the mitzvah chinuch. By the whole word, by ketani, because he's his mitzvah chinuch to raise him. Here he has no mitzvah chinuch. As it is the machleik is Rashi, but it's a mitzvah of chinuch on girls. Yeah. That's right. However, there's a more nazir that discusses there's a mitzvah chinuch on a daughter. So then the whole pshat in Rashi here, and the first pshat in Rashi is that for a benoyah bita haktani, Rashi said, because of chinuch, what chinuch is it? There's a Rashi chagiga, we'll see, there's a few Rashis that we've discussed whether the mitzvah chinuch is on the daughter as well, or the chinuch is only on sons. And Shulchan Aruch, Chassim Hashem, and Gimel the Choshav as well, talks about. Okay, bye to Gemara. That's one brayse. Another brayse. Tanya. So the first brayse is clearly that you have total control over your young kids, and the older kids that you have to have their consent. Tanya. Yeah. It says el medaita lechayde medaita means you need their consent. Not stam, but you need them to say yes. Another brayse we learn. Lo yichad adam lo yidei biyadim tanya lo yidei shayavdu b'shichaza yivrim vayde ishto el medaita. You need their consent. Okay. Again, it says in this second brayse you need their consent. Then he says with young kids, so it sounds exactly like the previous brayse, but then he concludes the kulan, all of these cases, what happened, they shechted themselves and the balabas, master, husband, had them in mind, sound like even adults, that if they shechted themselves, they yaitzim to the master. And they're not yaitzim of their own. Except the woman. Sounds like only the woman is the one who can opt out. Sounds like that they have no reshus. So still from beginning to end, what's going on here? Says the Gemara, Ma'ishna isha, we're not a woman. And what about the b'nai bita gedolim and the other ones? Amarav, it means isha v'chol gedolim. Doesn't mean only a woman. It means that isha v'chol gedolim, including an eved ivri and so on. But if they shech their own, then obviously they're not included. Rashi. Even if Medaitan, only if they consent, her own nation, her protest is a good protest. The woman can say to her husband, I don't want to feed from you. You have no right to my earnings. Why is she any different? So you're right. Mishan, Yamarav, Isha v'choldedom. Anyone say, "Well, I know Kol Hani." All of these says Yamarav. Vayter Hogu v'kasha. Let's analyze this. Amrit, you start off the brayza saying you include the brayza saying chutzmin Isha sheichaylimchay, that the woman can protest. In other words, because she can protest, therefore she's not included. Taima the machi. So it sounds like only if she did protest. Holay machi stam. Automatically, she will be included the husband. Nafke b'shabayla. So it sounds like from the second half of the braisa, when we say medaiten, doesn't mean you actually need their consent. It sounds like as long as they don't protest, they're included. That's called medaiten. Stam is medaiten. But yet you look at the words in the reisha, it says v'loyayde ishtoy ele medaton. It says klili medaton, which means you need their consent. It seems like hostam if you don't get their consent. Loy nafke, they're not yaitze. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, you thought medaiten means you have to ask them, do you want to be included? Medaiten, even stam is considered medaiten. My ela medaiten, lav da amini in, most question, more than he says yes. He says no, ela bestama. No, it means lestama. Medaiten doesn't mean that they have to say yes, it means even stam. We can assume that they don't mind being included. La fuke, this comes to negate, hechadam aloi. Unless they say no. No, if they don't say anything, they're included. So only if they protest, yeah, if they have to opt out of it. Says the Gemara, but it says, "Vakulam sheshachtu v'sharablan yedzim v'sharaban." All of them that they shechted themselves and their master, they include the master. The bistama, but then it says, so we're talking about what bistama, right? They include in the master. You're saying it means even bistama, and then chutz min ha'isha mipnei shechaylim chashigim meicha. So it sounds like that they have to protest. It sounds like that stam, she's included the husband.
Amar Rav, kimish shachta ein lach mi gad mazeh. The act of shachting is the greatest. That is mecha. Stam, they're included in the husband. If they say nothing, they include the husband. But and she does her own. Don't consider it treated like a stam. And she just did her own. No, that is to say no. What do you think? When the action speaks louder than the words. Rashi. They can protest. Alma time the mechoy has tama yet to shabai has a husband. So we answered, that's it. Okay, right, about it. An Eved of two Shutfim. So we had in the Mishnah before that if an Eved had two different partners and each one included him, he can eat with neither one of them. He cannot be involved. Each one is makbid and another one. We'll see in a minute. But if the guy has two owners and one of them frees him, so now he's half free and half a slave, then he should not eat from his master. Says the Gemara. Shnei Shutfim. Romalei Rav Ina Sov Le Rav Nachman. Rav Ina Sov Asa Nachman. A question. And Tanami learned, Eved Shashnei Shutfim, the Eved of two Shutfim, Lo Yechum Shashnei. And says in the Mishnah, he shouldn't eat from either one. But Tanya learned another Breitzer, Rotzim Zechim Zechim. He can choose whichever one he wants to. Romalei Eino Sov. He says, oh, he called him by his name. Eino Sov. Or Romalei, he said to him, Pas Yuchma, you black pot, black jug. Mini, in other words, you're asking questions, you're murking the water. Mini uminach tistain shmaita. From your question and my answer, we're going to figure out what's going on here. Mas nisin, the Mishnah is talking about the kop. Our Mishnah talking about the kop yadodi that each one doesn't want his share. Should have anything to do with the other guy. Therefore, you cannot eat. You cannot eat from either carbon. And Bright is talking about like kop yadodi. I don't care which one you end up eating by. Therefore, it's all right. Rashi. Both of them, they don't have enough from each other. I don't want you to have any benefit from another guy. Okay, then the Mishnah said, shouldn't eat from his master. Sounds like he shouldn't eat from his master, but he can shecht it on carbon. Sounds like because he's half free, he can shecht it on carbon, and that's all right. He's not yotze with his own either, because part of him is an eved, and therefore the part of his eved is not included in the carbon, and therefore he's eating a pesach who's not nominated. Like kasha, kan be mishnah the shayne. We had this gemara a number of times, and kan be mishnah chayne. The two parts of the mishnah. Machlekes Hillel and Shammai, where Hillel first steadfastly argue with Shammai, and then later Hillel change his mind. So mishnah the shayne is when Hillel was still arguing with Shammai and changing his mind. It's called mishnah chayne. What's the mishnah? Now we learned. A guy is half and half. One day he serves his master, one day he serves himself. Divrei Beis Hillel. Before we go back to Rashi. Rashi in the bottom of the page. Before he changed his mind, he cannot eat. Why? Because he's half a slave. The half a slave you have no control over. And if you cannot have a mind in your carbon, the Mishnah Chreino will soon see we're going to force the master to liberate him. He's already considered free. So Rashi learns Pshat Mishnah Chreino, even though he hasn't been freed yet, but because we're going to coerce the master to free him, it's as if he's free already. The Rambam learns just the opposite Pshat. The Rambam learns because you didn't buy yourself out, you're not free yet, you cannot eat at all. You cannot eat at all. Rashi. Writing about it. What's the story? Bishamai says to him, this is a solution. Tikantem is a rabbi. You fixed up the master. Okay, one day I'll have him. Oh, but it's Atman Tikantem, but he himself is stuck now. Why is he stuck? Who's he going to marry? Lisa Shivcheni Yochel cannot marry a maid because half of it is Ben Choyd. Shikvar Chetze Ben Choyd is half free, and a Ben Choyd is not marry a maid because it says, like the Akadeshian, I'll marry a Kaddish. And the famous Tesis question here, and in Chagig and other places, and Babasra, Gitten, why don't you say that? Say the Chalaisis. Asay of Prudavu should be doiche the loisis of Lo Yekadosh, and it should be. And this is the number of answers. One answer is it's not be idna. When are you over them? When are you mekayin the mitzvah Prudavu? When you mar beer or when you have kids? When are you over the avela of Lo Yekadosh? When you tchilas beer? So it's not be idna. And this I told you a few days ago that according to Piskei Tesis, if the only way you can get to the Gemara is through the tchila, then it's considered like one long thing. Then that's why Tesis has to give three. Tesis Babas gives three other answers. One of the answers is that the woman has no mitzvah asay. So you have an asay and a loisah, you can be doiche, but the woman has no asay and loisah because she has no prudavu. She'll have the aved lo yekadosh, and why should she be over? So then the Shagizayim would ask, well, what about a yavam? A yavam, you have the asay and the loisah, and then we say that the reason why you let her marry yavam is because that's the loisah, but she has no asay. She has no mitzvah getting married. She doesn't marry at all. Why would they work? So there, they already answer this specifically. The Torah said that you have to marry this woman. She doesn't have to marry this guy. She can marry an Eved. She doesn't have to marry somebody who's going to be Eved and Aveda.
So there's no need for it. Anyway, I know that as well. Yeah.
Doesn't
it
mean
Kedeshah is loose? But you know, you learn al ma'ayish shivchada. So okay, he can't marry a shivcha. Lisa bas chaydin. So let him marry, since he's chetzi ben chaydin, let him marry a Yiddish woman. Any yochel dain chetzi eved, could have him as an eved, and a Yiddish woman can't marry an eved.
What does it mean a chetzi? I know it means half free. What does
two
that
owners
mean?
And one of them freedom. So what is he now? So every part of him is half and half. But in the poil, you do one day work, one day don't work because you have no breda. The Gemara Mabas will talk about it there about a chay how you divide. Yevatel, let him be mevatel. So not do anything at all. The whole world is created pivotivya. So then lechayda, it's not fair. His chetzim and chayda has a mitzvah pivotivya. Shenema loy trei bro l'shev yitzara. Teis already asks in Chagiga, why do we bring this pasuk? Loy trei bro and barbasa. He's saying puravu. He's saying the whole mitzvah pivotivya. Should have brought the pasuk in the puravu. He brings the pasuk in Tanach loy trei bro l'shev yitzara. Because he's trying to prove why it's a mitzvah rabba, says Taisus. This makes it a mitzvah rabba. However, Taisus and Chagiga learns because this mitzvah includes a goy as well. But a goy also has the mitzvah of having children from Lo Toya Bro. Ella, so even as an Eva Kanani, even the Eva Kanani side has also this inyan of having children. Ella, so what do we do in order to fix all the world? Kaifan is rabba, we force his master and make him a chayidin. Taisus already asked, why don't allow him to marry Mamzeris? Mamzeres is allowed to marry a gate and so on and so forth. So Taisa's answers, well, a few answers. One of the answers he gives is, we don't want to increase Mamzedim in Klal Yisrael. What kind of eitz is that? Because the children will be Mamzedim. So what do? You force the master to free him. The Kaisiv Shtar al Chatzid Damav, and then we force the slave to write a contract, an IOU, for half of his money, because half of it is free, but only half he owns him. But you can't pay him right now, but it doesn't matter. So eventually, that's what you do. So he's already treated as if he's free right now. We had the Gemara Chagiga with his mechuyev to go to Oyle Regelnut. Rashi Tikkat is Rabbi Shein Amafse Klumin. What did he lose out of all this? That's when the Tikkatim. Matela was going to happen to him. Lishiv in a Yachol. The Tzadcheid is Osibas forbidden. The Chsiv La Yia Kaddish La Yeshiv Itza Amma Yosef Itza Amma. I'll marry a woman that is a maid. As Rashi said. Okay. So the Gemara Vaiter. Ha'oy Milav. The man says to his slave, "Say, go out v'shachoit olai as a Pesach." He tells the servant, "Go and shechmek on Pesach." Shochat gedi, but if he forgot to tell him which animal, remember there's two choices, a goat or a sheep. He didn't tell him which one. Shochat gedi, if he shechted a gedi, a goat, yeichal, then that's what master eats. Shochat le, he shechted a sheep, yeichal eats. Shochat givet le, he shechted both. Then yeichal min rishon, whichever one he did first, that's the one that he's included in. Rashi, shochat gedi yeichal, rabba min men eitzom, rabba gav the rogel, even though normally, this is the chiddush, even though normally eats a sheep, since he didn't describe, he didn't tell the Eved what to make, he's included, whatever, he's as if he's happy, whatever the Eved decided. They keep him in the potash, somebody relied on it, yeichal min rishon, hashen yisa, he burn. So he's going to write, shochat ma'omale rabba, what happened, the slave cannot remember what the Eved told him. He did tell him something specific, he just can't remember. He's kated, yasin, what you do. You can't just do what we said before, just do whatever you want, because the master clearly told you and what to do, and you're not a shlich if you don't carry out the instructions. So what you do, yishchat lebe gdi, do both, v'yayim is like this, im gdi amali rebi, if my master told me to do a goat, gdi shalai, the goat is his, v'tele shalai, the sheep is mine. The Gemara already asked, how can Eved own anything, komash kon Eved kon rabbi? And the Gemara will give an instance, for instance, where the Eved can own something without the master having any share. And if my master told me a sheep, then the sheep should be his and the goat is mine.
So you're saying
this is
Breda?
It's called tonight. It's not Breda. This is a tonight. I'm doing it right now. I'm saying L'chadchila right now from the when I'm doing the action. I'm making it tonight. Whichever one he chooses, I'm choosing another one.
Isn't that totally on his
Breda mean? No. What's the chilah every time, Breda? Actually, we'll wait in Gemara, in the Gemara Gittin, in Kedushin, Rashi asks the famous question, what's Chil and Tanayim Breda? And Rashi gives us all the conditions there, and we'll see. But generally speaking, the Breda, nothing happens now, everything happens then. And Tanayim, you do the Maisa now, and then something later on is going to verify. But you already made it totally now, but Shas the Maisa. Okay, Rashi. Rashi.
Why do you have to burn it in the first case?
Because it's a carbon, you can't eat it. You can't eat it. The din is by a carbon Pesach.
You said you only take the first one, so the second one is nothing. It's not a carbon.
You can't do that. Every carbon you do, because they say, well, the Gemara will ask a question later, why don't you make it a shlamim? Make it tonight. This is a Pesach, I'll be a shlamim. We'll see. We'll discuss that. Let's go. Rashi. What about Shochach Rabbi Ma'amalai?
The master forgot what he said. Shnein yotzei beis sefer. Now that both of them you burn. But still doesn't have to make it because we already said before Achilles not Ma'akiv. The Shechit and the Zikr was done correctly. The Ebishah knows one of these Kabbalahs is the right one. You just don't remember which one it is. So you eat, you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. Rashi.
Which one do you eat, Lapoil?
None of them. Shnei Misarif. You know, but Achilles not Ma'akiv. You still eat. Rashi, Pturim, Pesach Sheni, the Shechit and the Zikr Ma'al Yisins. You could Shechit and Zikr. Chod Ahai, Chod Ahai, Kamesh Ma'ak. The Ebishah knows which one it is. There's one of it. Pshit lechayev kafshor shachad gidi yoichol. What's the chiddush? The Mishnah said that the master told Eber, go ahead and check and tell him which one. Whatever he did, he did. Of course. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the Gemara, I forgot the ragu betleh. Normally he likes sheep. He's yoitzer with a gidi. Because since he didn't tell him which one it is, it means it's happy whatever you choose. Shachad betleh yoichol shach the sheep is yoichol. I forgot the ragu gidi. No, normally he's a goat. By the time he learned, you cannot be included in two psachim at the same time. You cannot check two psachim for one person. So how can it work over here? And then say later, okay, I'll whichever one is first, I'll eat. Answer the Gemara, Masnisin b'melech v'malka. We're talking about a very limited case. In a normal case, you take a right. You're not included in either one. We're talking about a melech v'malka. Melech v'malka, which is interesting, I saw according to Rashi's pshat. They don't care at all. Whatever you feed them, they're happy with. So therefore, whatever you choose, they don't even think about the food. They're not particular. The Rambam learns just the opposite. The Melech and Malka are so particular that if you give a krumit noz and he doesn't like it, he'll kill you on the spot. So the Rabbanon had achmonis on the chef and the caterers that if they're going to give him a goat and he really wanted a sheep, whatever it is, and he's going to kill them. So we say, no, whichever one, whatever he did, he's happy, and so on and so forth. We tell the balabas, in other words, if we would tell the king that you're not yaitzah in this case, then the king will kill you, just ruin my animal, he'll kill him on the spot. Or he'll kill all the rabbanim, one or the other. You guys are making up rules and as you go. So therefore, by Melech HaMalka, we treat him differently. That's how the Rambam looks. Rashi looks that the Melech, they don't care. They're not particular. They don't say anything, that means they don't care. They trust the catering staff, whatever you give me, we're happy. Was a king with Melech Malka, king and queen. They said the servant, as a king, what should we do? By mistake, we shechted two different people. Shechted. Which one should we use? You asking me? The queen, she's an intelligent one. Ask her. Asked the queen. She said to him, ask the Rav. The Malach and Melka, because Dait and Kala, they're not very pedantic, is lay on them, is Yechlim Narishan, whatever one came first. But Nan, had it been us, was saying, we couldn't eat from either one, because we are particular, and we don't know which one was done for us, so therefore we would ruin both. They're not particular. Rashi. Sorry? No, but Rambam learns Dait and Kala means that they're so easily upset that they're going to kill everybody. That's Dait and Kala. They get very easily upset.
Okay, so what's the solution to Yechlim Narishayin according to Rambam? Because Amgamil says eat from the Rishayin.
Yeah. So in other words, that sounds reasonable. They'll be upset is that you told me can't eat from either one. If you, what do we do with us? We cannot eat both of Makala. If you tell the king that you can't eat from either one, he can say, oh, that I'm going to make up things and my catering staff is ruined to animal and kill them. So therefore, that's what it means over here. Fighting about Shabbachah is talking about a Melech HaMalka, how the dinim are different. There's another story in Imtas, how Tov Beis HaMelechayim, they found a lizard, and that's one of the eight shrotzim. The Torah says, I'm a Tameh, and they found it in the Beis HaMelechayim, we just learned that. Ubikshu l'tameh kol asud kula. So they wanted a Tameh, the entire kitchen. Bov Vishal HaMelech came and asked the king, Omelem l'chuv Vishal HaMalka as the queen. It doesn't say who the king and queen was. Obviously, whoever it was, they kept it, I don't know who it is, that they kept all the dinim. Rashi says that she chachama. Look, you know what Rashi says? Rashi says bikiya the chachama hoisu. Not in the kid, bechal. Queen.
So
who's the Melech Malka?
Exactly.
No, who was it? I don't know. And whoever the Melech Malka was, they kept the laws. Bishal Zamalka the queen, Bo Bishal Zamalka, go ask the queen. Right, that's a good queen. Amalem, she said, "Luchu Bishal Zamalka, ask Gamliel." Bo Bishal, ask Gamliel. Amalem said to them, "Beis Hamit Pachayim." Roisechet said, "Tell me, was it hot or cold?" Amalem was very hot. When is a shed at Smetame only if it's dead? And it looked like it was dead. Amalem and Luchu Vahatila knows now that it's hot. Maybe it died. Maybe it looks like it's dead because it's so hot. Amalem Luchu Vahatila Koishet Tzayin. Go throw a whole cup of cold water on this lizard. Holchu, they went, Vitila Kosher Sayin, threw a cup of cold water, but Vidichah started to move, Vitir, Rabbi Gamliel, Tayyar, Kol HaSuda, Kol HaTayyar Suda, because it's alive. Nimtza Melech Tolev Malkah, so what's the bottom line? The king relies on the queen, the Nimtzas Malkah Tolev Gamliel, and the queen relies on Rabbi Gamliel, the Nimtzas Kol HaSuda Tolev Gamliel, and the whole kitchen was Rabbi Gamliel's kitchen. What the Gemara exactly means with all this, I don't know.
What do you mean? It just the lizard what? Just warm, just
because very very hard. It fainted. It fainted. By pouring cold water and it gave a jump. Tell you what about this? Shochem Hashem Le Rebbe. Forgot what the Rebbe said to him. Shali, my he makes it tonight. The animal is the Rebbe, and the other animal is mine. Mashkanu Kol Rabbi. How does he own anything? What about Yisrael? Baya Holechet Zeroy Arugah Rabbi Etzloy. He goes to the shepherd that his master normally goes to frequently. Nichale, but the Kante Rabbi. This shepherd is more than happy to help out the master. Umaknelech, and he tells the shepherd, look, I got this dilemma here. What should I do? So he told me he doesn't remember what it is, but I don't remember what it is, and it's either goat or a sheep. What should I do? So what did the shepherd does? He helps out. He says, look, I'm going to give you two animals. One animal I'm selling you. The other one, I'm going to give it to you on the condition that the master has no share in it. So it's yours. Umaknelechad menaya menashe in l'rabbi shizboy. The master has no share in it. And that's how it becomes the Eved. Says, the third case in the Mishnah was where the master himself forgot what he told to the Eved. Says the Gemara, Rabbi, Eloi Shonu, when do we say, and what do we say, what does the Mishnah say? So we say that you bring two animals, but you can eat from neither one of them. You both go to Beis HaSreifa. But on the other hand, you're included in the animals, you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Says Rabbi, Eloi Shonu, when do we say that you yaitze with the korban al Shoshachach, when did you forget Acha Zrika? So when you did the Shechit and the Zrika, the main avoidus, the main services of the korban, you did it properly. And after you forgot which one it is. Okay, so you yaitze, you don't have to worry about Pesach Sheni. The Bina is Dadik Dam, Havichazi Lach, while you sprayed the blood, you were able suitable to eat. But if you forgot sometime after the shechita, before the zrika, what the master told you, or the master forgot what he said, so when you sprayed the blood, it wasn't suitable to eat. Then you weren't yaitz at all. You have to bring another korban pesach sheni. That's one version. Ika the master brayser. Others learn a bias comment about that happened after the zrika on the following brayser. What's the story there? Chamisha shenis arvu oides pischein zemazaya. Five people, five different groups bring a karbanos. The hide was stripped and the hide got mixed up and they looked at the hide later and they noticed it was a psul. One of the hides had a yavelis, had a tsaras, and it says yavelis bechemen, and that animal was pasul. The question is, which one is it? Is kulan yaitzin lebeis ha-sefer. We don't know which animal the hide is from. So therefore all five kumpsachim have to be burnt because you cannot eat from one of them as possible. But nevertheless, uptudim malasa pesach sheni. They are potter from making a pesach sheni, the yaitzin with a carbon. We'll soon discuss l'cheira. One of them definitely isn't yaitzin. We'll soon in a minute. Omar Abayi said, Abayi, and here he made his comment. Lo yishanu eloshin is arvel ha-chazrika. When do we say that they're all yaitzin with this carbon if this whole mix-up happened after they did zrika? So at the time of zrika, the other four carbonists, it was done properly. The beating of these the one who says by the Mishnah that what? That if it happened before the Zika, it's possible. The Choshkana Braisa, surely by a Braisa, if it happened before the Zika, it's possible. But a man, the Masna Braisa, and the Braisa, if it happened before the Zika, it's possible. But on the Mishnah might hold that even if it happened before the Zika, it's still kosher. Why? Because the animal is kosher, you don't remember which one you wanted. Kivan the Bikshadani, the animals are kosher. You just don't remember if you designated a sheep or a goat, but the animals are kosher. The Yikir have a chazkel, if you remember 5 minutes later which one it was, and everything would be alright. Kamish my guy, and Abish knows which one it is. So therefore, we're back where you're kosher even before. Let's analyze. You just said in the case of the five animals, one of them turned out to be possible. All of them are potim lazbasheni. But there's one group of people there that were not Yetzir. One group of people that had a carbon pesach. They were apostle. How can you tell me that all of them are Yetzir pesach edition? So you have no breda. Hey, chalav, what you do? Leise kol chad. What should you have no breda? Should everyone bring a pesach and pesach sheni because one of them definitely wasn't Yetzir? So let's be machman. Let's tell each one. Go ahead and bring a pesach sheni. Come maisi chul lazada. Four of them, I'm going to be bringing a carbon pesach when there's no need to. That's bringing a chul into the base of Middash. Four of them already brought a carbon pesach on the first pesach. How can you ask them to bring a second one? Novas, why don't we then just say, Leise kulechad pesach? Let all five groups join into one carbon pesach. So the one of them definitely will be yaitza now. And the other one, we're not bringing an extra animal here. There's no chulin lazara because a fifth of the people here need this carbon pesach. Says the Gemara, nimtza pesach nechash lem nubi. Got a problem here. Whatever problem, because you have a carbon pesach here and 4/5 of the people that you nominated don't belong here. So it's a Pesach that is eaten. You include people that are not shouldn't be nominated. Hi, my. So what else can we do here? What other bread do we have? Oh, I have another solution. This is what we said before. Let every one of them bring a Korban Pesach. The Nishtan make it tonight. And the name is say the following. If my animal was one that was possible the first Pesach, then hi the Isa Hashna the Pesach. The animal bring now. That's the Korban Pesach. If what I brought Pesach Risha was a valid Korban, so therefore, is a Hashna Nev Shlamim. Now bring a Shlamim. Says the Morale Efsha, you can't do that. Why not? Practically speaking, it can't be done. From the Ika Chazet, let's just finish the sugi because otherwise you're stopping right in the middle. The Mishum the Ika Chazet v'Sheik, they got a problem. As a Shlomim, what happens to the Chazet and the Sheik? It goes to the Kainim. So the Kainim who the Achilei, so the Kainim have to eat, but they can't because each carbon how can eat the Chazet Sheik Kain? Maybe this is the Karm Pesach, and the Kain is not nominated in this carbon, can't eat from it. What's the big deal? Let's nominate a koyin to every carbon, so mamonoshech will eat from it, either as hashlamim or as the korban pesach. V'naisi kol chad v'chad koyin b'had. So when I said, I have another solution. Bring five psachim, make the tanai either this a pesach or shlamim, have a koyin in each group, and therefore you give them the chazeh v'sheik and say, look, if this is a korban pesach, this is your share, and if this is a shlamim, here's the chazeh v'sheik. Says the Gemara, v'hai koyin heich, what are we talking about? Either of it pesach, if it's a pesach, there's a Pesach. This is a Pesach. It's not included. And the law of a Pesach, the Mishloah move, the law of a Pesach. And this guy didn't do a Pesach. This coin, if he already did a Korban Pesach, with the coin that you're choosing, that you're adding on, what are you telling me? I should nominate a coin to each Korban. This coin, what happened with him? If he already brought a Korban Pesach, he doesn't need to bring a second Korban Pesach. So he's involved in a Korban that he's not one of the nominees. He ruins the Korban. Narvas, this guy didn't bring a Korban Pesach yet. So four of the Kohenim won't bring a Korban Pesach, the Pesach Sheni either. You're saying to four Kohenim, you're saying five Kohenim, we didn't bring a tradition, join us in Pesach Sheni. Before them, we'll be bringing a Shlamim. They won't be Yetzir Pesach. What kind of solution is that? We'd love a Pesach, do a Shlamim, maybe there's a Shlamim, love a Pesach. Says the Gemara, oh, I have another solution. Sorry.
That's really
2 days. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. But Mordechai said, have another, we'll get that. Have another solution. Bring one coin, v'nase kol chamisha chad coin l'ov Pesach. Let us bring each coin, each one bring a coin that did not do a Pesach. V'nimne alayu hani chamisha psachim. And therefore, let's count them to these five psachim. What do you mean, Edrich? What do you mean? Now, in other words, let all five bring the one coin. All five of them bring the same coin. Only one of them will be a Korban Pesach. All five of them will take this one coin, include them in their Korban. Four of them are Shlamim. One of them is Pesach. Give him your Chazeh V'Shoik. So, Manoshech. If Chazeh V'Shoik is a Shlamim, he got it. If it's a Pesachim, he got it. And he'll be Yoitz a Korban Pesach, because one of them will be a Korban Pesach. Solution solved. The Nimna Layahani Chamisha Psachim, the Manoshiki Chad, love a Pesach. One of them wasn't a real Pesach. The Konaf can be able to get to that. That's a solution. Why don't you just do that? What are you telling me that none of them have to bring Pesach Sheni? Says, well, it's not a good solution for the reason Moshe just said. We don't like the solution because telling people to bring a Shlamim to say, if it's not a Pesach, it's a Shlamim, you're reducing the amount of time you're allowed to eat. Had it been really a Shlamim, you can eat 2 days and one night. Now that it's on Pesach, it's only a day and a night. Interesting, there's a machlekes that by Pesach Sheni we also say also has end by Chatzos. The way Rashi learns over here, day and night, he says day and night. Sounds like, according to everybody, it's a day and night. Maybe you don't have the limitation of Chatzos by Pesach Sheni. It's not a good solution because you're reducing the amount of time. Pesach is day and night. Shlamim is 2 days a night. Says the Gemara, okay, so when they say, let's not call it a Shlamim, call it a Moiser HaPesach. We learned before that anything left over from Pesach automatically converts into Shlamim. Had it been a Shlamim, you're reducing it for the time. But if it's a Moiser HaPesach, a Pesach that becomes a Shlamim can only be eaten like the original Pesach. The leftover Pesach cannot be better than the Pesach, it's only day and night. So I'm not reducing the time. Venese bring it as Moshe Pesach. Venese say, if I was the one that was not Yetzir before, then the Isa Hashem never Pesach. The Isa brought Hashem never Pesach. It's a Pesach. And Ididi Tama, never hide. The Isa Hashem Shlamim, the Moshe Pesach. That's Tama Shlamim. But it's a Shlamim leftover money from a current Pesach. And what's the din with that? The Nechel, I'm not reducing anything. That's the din of the Moshe Pesach. It's a day and night. Says the Gemara, I'm still unhappy. The whole idea of Moisa Pesach is you set aside a lot of money for Karban Pesach and it turned out to be you don't need that much money. Or you set aside for Karban, you lost it, so you brought another one, and then you found the original one. So there was it's a B'dievedike Moisa. You tell me the Chatchili, you should set aside a Karban Pesach and say, look, I don't need it, so therefore it'll be left over. Where do you hear such a thing from? V'chim Afrishin Tchila Moisa. Says the Gemara, okay, so don't be mafish. Why don't we take to these guys? Go ahead, be matriach. Find other people that they had extra money left over, or that they lost the carbon and they bought another one and then they found it. Get their leftover money and bring with that a Moshe, people who already have a Moshe Pesach and use that. And therefore, you'll make this tonight and you're not reducing the time and you have one claim for all five kabbanas. Then it's solved. This way, at least the people from one of the kabbanas who are possible will also be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. Why did you prevent him from bringing the Pesach Sheni? Says the Gemara, Elam Smicha is another problem that Ashlamim needs Smicha. You have to put your hands on it, and Karban Pesach doesn't. And that's why we're not happy with the solution. Says the Gemara, Hatena Karban Noshim Amen. But Karban Noshim Ayikal Meim, we know the Mishnah in Chagiga, the very first Machlekes in Klal Yisrael was where the women, the Samechis, were allowed to say, the women are Pater, the Bnei Yisrael Samechis, the Bnei Yisrael Samechis. And the Machlekes, if Bnei Yisrael want to be Samechis, they can. And Rabbi Yehuda there. Rabbi Yehuda. So Ma'ikam Emma, by women who don't need smicha. So what's chilek karban pesach shlamim? So let's say at least by women we can have a solution. Sounds like we're here where the men, women, no solution. Elam Shematanis, the way you spray it on the Mizbech is different. Shlamim and pesach, therefore it's not a solution. We can't let chilek have five kabbanos as a pesach when really the shlamims. Says the why? Dile pesach, matanachat. Pesach is going to get spray once. We do shlamim, shtayin shenabi. You do two on the corners and they split, so it's like four. Four directions. Says you might not mean who cares, but yeah, but we don't care. We just prayed. But now we learn kol aniton and nitna mizbech achitzan shenitna matanachas keeper. We learn from the purpose four times every dance chachishav whatever that we learn that even. But the eved a shlami did it once a yaitzah, so he still yaitzah with the matanas as well. Elam shum the ilu pesach b'shvicha pesach required. We'll see in the last mishnah that you have to pour it down. The shlami mezika, even the machleik is, but let's say pesach shvicha and shlami, you have to spray. Very different method. Again, my nafkim is a different. But then we learn kol anitim mezika shenitz b'shvicha yotze. But the eved if the shvicha is all right. Aim with the coming in the avad, but the eved if you pour the chachila nami chachila, if you say that as well, no, that's why we have no solution. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah Petas.